From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. In Iran, more protests. This was one attack in a police station. 9 protesters died overnight, including 6 at the police station. The demonstrators have seen 6 days of unrest across the country and a death toll of at least 20. Hundreds have been arrested. Doug Bernard reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Tuesday morning that the people of Iran are finally acting against the brutal and corrupt Iranian regime. Iran's foreign ministry, responding to the Trump tweet, said he would be better off seeing to the domestic issues of his own country, like homelessness and hunger, instead of, quote, sending useless and insulting tweets regarding other countries. The protests began on Thursday over Iran's weak economy, with some protesters chanting against the government and the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Khamenei spoke on Iranian TV Tuesday, accusing enemies of the Islamic Republic of stirring the violent anti-government protests. The media cited Ali Shamkhani, secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, as blaming the violence on social media. Hashtags and messages about the situation in Iran, he said, come from the United States, Britain, and Saudi Arabia, adding that what is happening on social networks is a, quote, proxy war against the Iranian people. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley just spoke to reporters, and she called it complete nonsense that the enemies are starting protests in Iran. She called the protests spontaneous and said the Iranian people are crying out for freedom. Russia has weighed in, saying the demonstrations are an internal affair and external interference is unacceptable. This is VOA News. The U.S. military said Tuesday one of its soldiers was killed and 4 others wounded during a combat engagement in eastern Afghanistan. The casualties occurred on Monday in the volatile Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. 2 wounded service members are being treated at a nearby treatment facility. General John Nicholson, commander of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan, said they are deeply saddened by the loss of one of their own. South Korea on Tuesday offered high-level talks with rival North Korea, meant to find ways to cooperate on the Winter Olympics set to begin in the South next month. The offer came a day after North Korea leader Kim Jong-un said in his New Year's address that he's willing to send a delegation to the Olympics, though he also repeated nuclear threats against the United States. Here's the South Korean unification minister. Well, he says that they expect the North and the South are going to sit and see each other and frankly discuss North Korea's participation in Pyeongchang Olympic Games. However, Nikki Haley from the UN just said to reporters that the U.S. will never accept a nuclear Korea. She called it a reckless regime and said that the talks between the North and the South, she said if there's no discussion about no nuclear weapons, then we don't need a Band-Aid or a smile and take a picture, end quote. And in other news, Pakistan has summoned the U.S. ambassador to protest President Donald Trump's tweets accusing Islamabad of sheltering terrorists who are battling U.S. forces in neighboring Afghanistan. A spokesperson for the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad said David Hale was summoned to the foreign ministry Monday night to discuss Trump's New Year's Day tweet. On his first tweet of 2018, the president angrily said the U.S. has foolishly given Pakistan over $33 billion in aid over the past 15 years. On Tuesday, Donald Trump was also tweeting about North Korea. And he called Kim a rocket man. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.